Hot 105, it's our privilege to speak to cancer survivor Sima Djordjevic. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today? Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are a cancer survivor, and you have your annual event, March for Cancer, happening this weekend.
March for Cancer, the initiative was created 5 years ago now.
Wow, it's been that long?
When I was actually going through a personal battle with brain cancer. Through that process, through that blessing, we were able to realize the need that's in our community and many other communities of people that are going through cancer that do not have a strong support system in place. We felt it was our obligation based on these experiences to really provide a support system to those in need, those that are going through cancer treatment that need transportation to and from treatment, individuals that are going through cancer treatment and they feel depleted. They're not able to go to work, and we're able to provide financial assistance in many ways to help support them so that they can focus on the battle at hand, which is to fight this deadly disease.
In addition to the financial support, you support them spiritually, mentally, and of course, folks that have gone through that same process.
Absolutely. Support in every way imaginable. Quality of life support is really what our focus is. The health insurance and the doctors do their thing, the hospitals, the healthcare providers, and we're really there to uplift and empower those individuals. We have great partners with Memorial Healthcare Systems and Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. Through their affiliates and representatives that are on staff, they're able to identify individuals that really are in need of these programs.
Your organization is based in Broward County, but do you service other counties as well?
Broward and Dade.
Now, I understand you have a fundraiser to enable you to do these things during the course of the year, and you have a 5K walk and run. It's called the March for Cancer, and this is going to take place
coming up this Saturday, March 5th. It's a 5K walk or run along Fort Lauderdale Beach. It's a beautiful way to start your day. 7 a.m. is when the race starts. There's families that are out there in support of loved ones that are going through the fight. There's survivors that are out there. There's corporations and teams that have rallied together to really uplift the community and provide support to this initiative. Very blessed this year that we are able to, from participant one, every dollar goes towards the March for Cancer Fund. There's no administrative fees associated with this organization, with a group of amazing supporters from Hard Rock to Ed Morris to Starbucks and Trader Joe's and the Seminole Tribe, PDQ, the Fresh Market, Sports Authority, Potential Church, Costco, and Orange Theory. They have really supported the initiative and provided all of the financial support that we need to execute the event.
And those that want to walk or run, what's the cost to participate?
The cost for participants is $25. That will include your timing chip. People are able to really track their time. It comes with your event t-shirt, commemorative medal just for participating, and a goodie bag filled with all sorts of unique items that are contributed from our sponsors. You go to marchforcancer.org. You register. Registration is a couple-step process. You're on your way. And if you're unable to register in advance, you can register on-site at 6 a.m. that morning. The race starts at D.C. Alexander Park, a block south of Las Olas Boulevard, right on A1A. The city of Fort Lauderdale does an amazing job. They shut down A1A for us from D.C. Alexander Park north to Sunrise Boulevard and back. Come out and join the movement and support the cause. And, you know, individually, our voices are like whispers in the wind, but collectively, we can roar like thunder. And all of us coming together in unison, citizens of South Florida, to support this initiative can impact the lives of so many, strengthen them, empower them, and allow them to have the mindset to really focus on getting better and healing.
And you would know, being a 5-year brain cancer survivor, it's the March for Cancer this weekend on Fort Lauderdale Beach. With us, we have Sima Djordjevic. Much success and continue to be healthy.
Thank you for having us. We thank you for the support.